This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that there is a great deal of controversy surrounding a new report on the tax filings of America's 25 most wealthy billionaires. And they're all billionaires, most of them very well-known names. George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Rupert Murdoch, you name it. And the chances are they pay less taxes than you do. Why? Because of what is held to be a dysfunctional aspect of our tax system. But I will tell you something that the Wall Street Journal has struck back, and they have said what's really dysfunctional about our tax system is the fact that people at an organization called ProPublica, which is a progressive think tank, actually got this very private information, and your tax information, the taxes you pay, is supposed to be private. And since there is no charge of illegality here at all, it's just people making use of various rules that they can use to their benefit. The Wall Street Journal says, and I think they're right, that the real scandal here is the abuse of the IRS for political purposes. And this is very controversial right now because President Biden wants to spend another $80 billion. Okay, it's not $800 billion, but it's $80 billion to beef up the IRS, to have more people there who can leak this kind of information, and more people at the IRS who can basically lobby, because that's what is involved here. This is a politically minded report. Okay, here is the way it is covered, for instance, in the Associated Press, a piece by Paul Wiseman and Marcy Gordon. Overall, the richest 25 Americans pay less in tax, an average of 15.8% of adjusted gross income, than many ordinary workers do, once you include taxes for Social Security and Medicare. ProPublica found its findings are likely to heighten. This is what ProPublica found, this organization, this think tank. And its findings are likely, they say, to heighten the national debate over the vast and widening inequality between the very wealthiest Americans and everyone else. Now, the key thing to keep in mind about how this difference could exist, how it could possibly be that incredibly wealthy people, the wealthiest people in the world, Jeff Bezos, who is estimated to be worth about $150 billion, paying at so much lower a tax rate, that's because they are calculating the tax rate not based on earned income. It's based on the increase of his net worth. What's the difference? For someone like Bezos, he has so much money invested, there is so much in the way of Amazon stock or holdings in that company, that he can end up making billions of dollars a year, but if he doesn't sell it, if it's just added to his account, you don't pay taxes on it. One of the things that Biden does want to do is to increase taxes, but that would not increase taxes on the value of what you own. It would increase taxes on, if you sold it, if you got capital gains from it. And the difficulty here is if you're trying to do what they're trying to do with this report, which is so very slanted, I mean so very and dramatically slanted, we're going to talk about this a little bit on Friday with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. But the thing that they do here is they conflate the idea of money that you are adding to your wealth as through the appreciation. For instance, I don't know if there are other people out here who play a game that I do fairly regularly, which is look at Zillow to see what the house I live in is worth. And it's a fantasy because I'm not planning to sell it. And it means you could actually, you could borrow more against it if you wanted to. But it's not real accretion of money. Now, of course, when you pay property taxes, if the value of your house goes up, then your property taxes go up. But the idea of income taxes and progressive income taxes, it's not supposed to work that way. It only works that way in the income tax with money that you actually earn or money that you actually add to your account, not the value of something like a stock. The way that this article goes on, telling some of the details, using perfectly legal strategies, many of the uber-rich are able to shrink their federal tax bills to nothing or close to it. Bezos, for instance, offset income he earned in 2007 and 2011 by claiming he lost money on investments, zeroing out his tax bill, according to ProPublica. In 2011, Bezos reported earning so little that he claimed and received a $4,000 tax credit for his children. Between 2006 and 2018, Bezos reported paying $1.4 billion in taxes on $6.5 billion in income. ProPublica reported his wealth increased by an estimated $127 billion during that span. Okay. In other words, what they're saying is that his net worth increased $127 billion. And during that period, he paid $1.4 billion in taxes, which obviously is about 1%, a little bit more than 1% of the wealth he added. Now, all of this, of course, gives Elizabeth Warren all kinds of excitement and tingling legs, and she'll be up at night with her dream and the wonderful voice whispering to her, wealth tax, wealth tax. Because the idea of that kind of tax is they try to assess your cars and your residences and your investments and everything that you own and figure out what the total value is of that and then tax you accordingly. For people, I think she has people over $500 million in her scheme who have that much money, it would be 2% every year on anything that you earn above that $500 million. And then it's 3% over $1 billion. I think that was the latest that Elizabeth Warren had to say. Of course, one of the big objections to this kind of program is it's incredibly tough to figure out how much all that stuff that, like Bill Gates or Melinda Gates, either, pick any Gates you want, how much stuff that would be worth, and what the total would be that you would begin taxing them for over the initial $500 million. The spokesperson for George Soros, who has supported higher taxes on the rich, told ProPublica that the billionaire, left-wing billionaire, had lost money in his investments from 2016 to 2018, a lot of people did, and so he did not owe federal income tax in those years. Musk responded to ProPublica's initial request for comment with a punctuation mark, question mark, and did not answer detailed follow-up questions. What does this mean? And what does it mean that people in homeless camps are suddenly arming themselves? Arming themselves against what? You'll be surprised. Maybe not so surprised. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Whoa! What?
Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at MichaelMedved.com or MedvedHistoryStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, there are folks in a homeless encampment near the Broadview Thompson Elementary School here in Seattle. And they have something in common with these 25 wealthiest Americans at least with some of them, which is they don't pay any income tax. And again, I think you can understand why people who are living in squalor and defecating adjacent a public school, seeing prostitutes there in the homeless encampment, at least 50 tents they have there. And, yeah, that, so they could certainly accommodate all 25 of the wealthiest people in America. But I think there's a difference here. We will get back to the wealthy people in a moment. It's just, I feel so profoundly for this guy. There's an individual who's was on Fox. His name is Ryle Goodrich. And he talked on Fox about some of what he was seeing. And there's somebody else, another parent, who also addressed Fox News, whose name is Bryce Nichols. And look, if you were a parent and you had a child in a school in this situation where the school was directly adjacent to this homeless dump and basically with criminal activity and truly degrading activity going on, you might feel a little bit like Bryce Nichols expressed himself on Fox News. Listen.
There are multiple tents of people that are in many illegal activities. There's hypodermic needles all over the park. They're using the lake as their personal toilet. They have broken into the school. The school has been on a shelter-in-place lockdown multiple times due to one of the people at the encampment having a gun. And there's fights there constantly. It's just gotten completely out of control.
Okay. It's not just one of the people who has a gun. It's multiple people who have guns, at least according to Ryle Goodrich, who I mentioned just moments ago, who was also on Fox. And what he said is that he said the homeless encampment, and there has to be a better word than encampment. Encampment sounds like Valley Forge. It sounds like something that is set up in an organized way. This is not that. This is, yeah, I mean, I used the term dump before, just moments ago, and but it's a toxic waste dump of everything, everything negative in our lives. And what this Ryle Goodrich said is it's a super dangerous environment that has been fostered on school property. Lots of weapons have been found there. I have found a sword there. I don't think it was a George Washington-style sword. No Valley Forge here. Others were throwing axes. They get carried around. There are pellet guns there. They just set up targets. Goodrich claimed the people residing at the homeless encampment, the people experiencing homelessness, are now carrying guns to shoot the rats that are on the property. I think he's talking about the little rats, not the human ones. Yeah, they're shooting the rats that are on the property. He also described multiple illegal activities that are allegedly occurring near school grounds. There is King County Needle Exchange that comes right up behind our school and delivers needles. There are prostitutes that get delivered there. This, you can't be, we're not talking about high-class call girls, I would guess. But I love the language. There are prostitutes that get delivered there. To whom do they get delivered? It's a completely out-of-control environment, only feet from our playground. And the kids see all of this. Now, I think about my grandchildren, right? And what does it mean if you have a child or a grandchild and you are paying through the nose in property taxes, which are quite high in the city of Seattle and the state of Washington, and they will do nothing in the school board, nothing in the school district to get rid of this mess? They say, well, we can't. We're working with community groups. It's completely unsafe, says Ryle Goodrich. I mean, a week ago, police showed up to stop a fight, allegedly over a firearm. Kids can't be anywhere near this. It's an obvious threat to the teachers and to the students. Amen! And why is it there? It's the school board. They're letting this happen in their property. They're not admitting that this is dangerous. They're not looking out for students at all. The school board needs to admit that they can't handle the situation and beg the city for help. And, by the way, it's beg the city, beg the police. This is why you need police. The same people who are in favor of defunding police are obviously the ones who are in favor of letting the homeless dump sites expand limitlessly. More and more and more and more. Last month, an unknown man entered the school building. This is at Broadview Thompson Elementary School. Elementary school. Starts with kindergartners. An unknown man entered the school building while the students were inside, resulting in a lockdown. Tim Robinson, who is a spokesperson for the elementary school, offered these words of comfort. We continue to seek a solution through discussion with community-based organizations. We welcome any assistance that the city could provide. We continue to have additional presence at the school from the Seattle Public Schools Safety and Security Department. Okay, can we try to disabuse people like this guy Robinson of the idea that there is some kind of inherent human right that is sacred to camp in city parks? I mean, this is why I actually think what Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, has done a couple of times now is a useful exercise, which is calling up the Parks Department and saying, oh, yeah, looks like we're going to have a sunny weekend coming up. Actually, I think it's supposed to be scattered rain over the weekend. But, okay, even if there's scattered rain, we're thinking about finding a really nice city park to camp in, my family and me. We're good taxpayers. We'd like to go camping for a while in a Seattle city park. And he's called several times, and every time they said, well, no, there's no camping allowed. And, of course, there's no camping allowed. And this is, again, it's elected officials and appointed officials showing bigotry and prejudice and discrimination against law-abiding citizens while favoring creeps and lowlives who inhabit these encampments. And people with really serious mental problems. They are not being solved by allowing the encampments to continue. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mitch McConnell is disappointed that President Biden pulled the plug on bipartisan negotiations on a sweeping infrastructure upgrade.
They met and exceeded the president's own threshold demands. And then they were left at the table.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Senate Republican leader suggested Biden is listening to the demands of radical progressives. half of Americans over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's more than 140 million people, according to the CDC. This comes after kids as young as 12 became eligible last month and the Pfizer vaccine was made available to them. No injuries are being reported following an active shooter lockdown at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. Officials saying two people opened fire outside the gate this afternoon before fleeing. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Seattle is leading the world in something. It now has, at least the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, the most famous homeless encampment maybe in the world, certainly in the country, the homeless encampment right near Broadview Thompson Elementary School in the Bitter Lake neighborhood of Seattle. And the whole thing is so unbelievably mad. It's insane. I mean, honestly, there is no rational explanation for this. And Como TV, a local TV station here in the Seattle area, was reporting on the fact that the state's Bureau of Labor and Industries is looking into this problem. Which seems to me hilarious. There's no labor going on here. None. And very little industry developed in the homeless encampment. I mean, what are they making? They're making trash. They're making a mess. They're ruining the world. And the idea that, oh, but these poor people, and they need more attention. So you need to spend more money? Look, there's a basic rule involving government. The more money that government spends on something, subsidizing it or, quote, helping it, the more of that something you're going to get. And that means more encampments and more homeless squatters and criminals and drug addicts and drug pushers and prostitutes and basically lunatics. This is what you're dealing with here. Here is the Como TV report on the possibility that this may be a workplace hazard for teachers who teach in that school, even for janitors who have to go into that school and try to clean up next to the homeless encampment with more than 50 tents. Listen to this report.
The Washington State Department of Labor and Industry says they are now working to decide if the camp is a hazard to workplace health and safety. Como's Kara Kostinich is live near that camp tonight. And Kara, this comes after another complaint.
This comes after a complaint, Eric, and tonight L&I telling me they are in the very preliminary stages of determining if an investigation needs to happen here at the school because of this encampment. Today, this letter from the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries posted inside Broadview Thompson, notifying all staff that one of their colleagues has filed a workplace complaint, citing hazards at the homeless encampment on district property just behind the school.
This is a sign of just the frustration in the lack of response.
The complaint, according to the letter, says the homeless encampment permitted on school grounds has led to weapons, drugs, and fighting on school grounds by camp residents, posing a safety hazard to both students and staff.
Even though it's not on campus, we have been witness to incidents. We've had to go into a shelter in place. We've had to go into a lockdown because of incidences that are connected to the encampments.
Como News has been covering the problems around the camp since February, including increased property crime, drug use, a confirmed overdose, and a situation where a camper was found with a pellet gun that forced the school to shelter in place.
It's been 2 months of, you know, constant just wonderings what's going to happen today.
Teachers say their students deserve more. L&I asked the district to respond to the complaint. They did so by letter, saying the district will work towards removing the encampment that's on district property behind the school campus. The letter went on to say, we are not aware of any credible reports indicating weapons, drugs, or fighting present on Broadview Thompson school grounds or in any workspace of the school staff.
I think that they're trying to sidestep the gravity of this. I think, you know, yes, they're trying to draw a line between, hey, this isn't happening on the school campus, but it's happening right next to our campus.
Tonight, teachers and parents are desperate for a solution.
Okay. They're going to wait, and they're going to wait, and they're going to wait. Remember how they told me last February they got an application, and it'll be next February, and why can't they do something about this? I'm serious about it. One of the things I was thinking of is if it's true, and I suspect that it is, that there are members of the homeless encampment who are using their Second Amendment rights to secure firearms and using those firearms to shoot rats. Somebody notify PETA, right? Or don't they have to get, do you need a hunting license to be shooting rats? Now, this is adjacent to a school where they have cute little kids, five-year-old kids. I'm not certifying that all the kids are cute, but most of them are. But they all have parents or guardians or something that care about them, teachers that care about them. This is beyond belief. It is completely mad. I was just thinking about it. Diane and I, my wife and I, 2 years ago, before the pandemic, we went to Broadview Thompson area, Bitter Lake, and walked around a little bit to the extent that you can, and you can't because you can't go all the way around the lake, and it's a little lake, and it's not the most scenic lake in the world, but it's very nice. And the we're not planning on doing any strolls around the homeless encampment anymore. But in any event, the biggest problem we mentioned, we noticed there, I mean, I pick up litter, as I do, and I was picking up some litter, and it wasn't too bad. What was bad was the goose poop. Canada geese, and the Canada geese are they're a plague. I mean, they really are. They're beautiful birds to watch in the sky. Yeah. What if the homeless, I think probably the Canada geese have left the neighborhood. They're not going to put up with this. You know, they can fly over to the next body of water. But in any event, they had left a great deal of goose poop in the area, I guess just to make the future homeless residents feel right at home. This is so sad. And what it reminds me of also is it was less than a year ago. It was just about a year ago. that they established CHAZ. Remember CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which later became CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. And there's nothing we can do here, and they have barriers here, and they've caused the abandonment of a precinct station for the Seattle PD. And it's nothing we can do, and what we have is the Summer of Love. Right. Now, that lasted until there were murders, and at least two of them. And the victims of the murders were people of color. They were black boys. And what is it going to take before they finally do something here? And someone needs to take leadership and resolve this before the election is over in November. We're electing a mayor. We're electing a city council. If they can't do anything about this and they say, well, it's not city property. It's property that belongs to the school district. Excuse me. People who are elected to our city office, what about Mayor Durkan? She's not supposed to be a total idiot, but for God's sake, I mean, leave office with some amount of class. She's not running for re-election, and there's every real possibility that her successor could be even worse. But on this issue, this is a crucial issue. You can't drive home without seeing near the multi-gazillion dollar light rail that is supposed to be such a boon, right near where they're working on it, on the I-90, there is a complete trash dump that people are living on. I mean, and of course, this goes along with graffiti everywhere. The idea that you can't, in one of the most dynamic and prosperous and formerly desirable places to live in the country, that you can't get hold of this situation next to an elementary school, and how about next to some of those roadways that we're trying to advertise for tourists, right? We can do better, don't you think? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved show, sometimes, and it's becoming more frequent, it seems to me, you have the ability to actually look back on a previous political battle and say, okay, on this one side was right and another side was completely wrong. Do you remember the battle that came up? Ben Sasse, one of the finest of U.S. senators, a senator from Nebraska, conservative Republican, he was one of those people who led the fight. This is back during the Trump administrations, before Biden, about paying people so much in terms of extended unemployment benefits. And you can't blame this entirely on Biden, though he's made it much worse. It started under Trump. And there were a bunch of Republicans who said, no, this idea of sending checks and extending unemployment is going to create a labor shortage because people are going to find it's easier to stay home than it is to go out to work. And there's a devastating analysis in the Wall Street Journal that shows that that's exactly what has happened. In fact, there's even a word from, it gets kind of close to home, from Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who at one time, by the way, he was one of those people who supported those extended unemployment benefits. Now he's had experience with his own family, members of his own family. He's a bachelor, but he does have extended family members, and he had this to say about them, clip one.
Their belief is that the enhanced unemployment benefit is deterring people from re-entering into the workforce. There's a lot of jobs out there that are unfilled and will never be filled until you change the benefit structure. Does that logic make sense to you, given where we're at in our economy?
I understand the logic, but I've also not met Americans who would prefer not to work. There's a dignity to work in this country that most Americans...
Well, I got a lot of people in my family that ain't working because they're getting... I'll show you some in my family. So, bottom line is, I think there are people out there, they're not bad people, but they're not going to work for $15 an hour if they make $23 unemployed. That doesn't make you a bad person. If you're working for $15 an hour, that makes you almost a chump. So, no, I don't buy that at all. I think there's a real problem we've created here. to incentivize people not to work because simply they make more money. Now, I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming us. But our employers and our economy need some help out there.
Okay, I think that's entirely correct. The Journal has an editorial today under the heading of the Great American Labor Shortage. And they write, businesses nearly everywhere in America say they're desperate for workers. And the latest statistical evidence is the Labor Department's JOLTS report, which came out yesterday, of a record 9.3 million job openings in April. Get the message, Congress? The JOLTS survey has never shown more openings since labor began keeping track in 2000. Job openings increased 998,000 in April, including 391,000 in leisure and hospitality, 108,000 in trade and transportation, and 102,000 in manufacturing as more states lifted their COVID-19 restrictions. Yet new hires increased by a measly 69,000. Now, please understand, new hires, 69,000, but new job openings, 998,000, 12 times as much. Employers filled about 1 in 15 new positions. A Chamber of Commerce survey last week found that 91% of companies said a lack of available workers was slowing the economy in their area, which was twice as many as cited pandemic issues. The American Hotel and Lodging Association reported that 96% of its respondents had open positions, but most pay less than sitting on the couch collecting enhanced subsidies for not working. The Biden administration chalks up the slow jobs rebound to lack of child care or fear of COVID. But COVID has been subsiding fast due to the vaccines, and far more schools were open in April than in December. So more parents should also be able to return to work. Employers have lowered hiring standards, and they've offered signing bonuses. Some employers, and I heard about this recently, I couldn't believe it. Some employers are even paying applicants merely to show up for interviews. Can you believe that? Most teenagers don't qualify for unemployment benefits due to short or non-existent work histories, but they're profiting from the tight labor market that has employers bidding up wages for low-skilled jobs. Teen unemployment is at its lowest since... You ready? Sit down for a moment. Lowest teen unemployment since 1953. About 40% of the newly employed workers in April and May were ages 16 to 19. Now, what does this show? If all of a sudden there's all this teen employment going on, that's because teenagers don't get unemployment benefits because they don't have a work history. To get unemployment benefits, you have to have been employed in the past and then lost your job, had some kind of work history. They don't have it. So for teenagers, it's a job heaven. I wouldn't say heaven necessarily. Some of these jobs are probably unpleasant. I mean, I remember my first job as a teenager where I got fired. Jeremy, I know I've told you the story, but my very first job, I got a job in a mailroom of a bank. I thought that was pretty cool. And they had a new Xerox machine. And during lunch hour, I would play with it to try to make some art compositions using Xerox images of my hands. And I would, you know, thought it would be creative, and in any event, I broke the machine and broke my future at that particular place of employment. But in any event, the labor shortage should ease in the fall, writes the Wall Street Journal, once the Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden $300 unemployment bonus expires. But even before the pandemic, businesses complained about a shortage of skilled manufacturing and tech workers, which is undercutting U.S. competitiveness. Foreign nationals on temporary visas make up half of engineering master's degrees awarded by U.S. universities. Half go to non-Americans, foreign nationals. Yet the bill does nothing to increase employment-based immigration or to improve America's failing public K-12 schools, which are the root of America's skilled worker shortage. Earth to Congress. Businesses that can't find workers in the U.S. will send their jobs overseas. Now, we know what a disaster that is. This needs to be recognized, and it's one of those issues, a core economic issue, that I think is making a real difference in the non-white working class voters who are very clearly turning to Republicans. I spoke to you about this in the elections in Texas just over the weekend. And those elections in Texas, John Fund wrote about, because Republicans won in places where Republicans had never won before. In a city that's 85% Latino, a Republican elected mayor for the first time. Why is that? It's because of basic economic issues and, yes, some values issues as well. We're going to talk to John Fund about that coming up. There's also a terrific piece by Jason Riley on the same subject. And there's also talk about Kamala Harris and her triumphant, in quotes, trip to Guatemala and Mexico. Not such good reviews for the Vice President of the United States, not even from very Democratic media like CNN, and certainly not from AOC. Why is this catfight going on, AOC taking on Kamala? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show, and somebody else in a catfight, Greta Thunberg, saying that people, by simply paying their taxes, are contributing to climate change. So is she going to become a tax resister now? The Nobel Peace Prize aspirant. We will get to that. And much, much more. Insanity, sure, and some maybe encouraging signs as well for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.